This is a dictation for Zaryab Ali, ZARYABALI. Date of birth is 1/24/96. Date of service 12/15/2025. Date of accident 4/26/2025. Mr. Zaryab Ali is a victim of an automobile accident where he was a restaurant driver and was involved in a T-bone accident towards the passenger side. The impact has caused him severe headaches associated with no symptoms of TBI and pain syndrome affecting neck and the lower back and the right shoulder, and some radiation of the pain to the right leg laterally and right arm laterally involving thumb and the fifth toe, sometimes fourth toe also for the right foot. These are constant pain. Lower back pain has is now 6. It used to be 9. Patient also started complaining of pain in the middle back and also ongoing headaches that were bothering him. An MRI for the brain with TBI neuroquant was done, and a thoracic spine was also done. That will be discussed at the end of the visit. Currently, the pain is patient is reporting pain in the neck and the middle back and lower back at 6. The radiation to the right leg is less often, and to the right leg. Radiation to the right arm is still going on, affecting the thumb. Headaches are present. They are 5 or 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. No other issues are reported. No dizziness, vertigo. ADLs are affected, 6. 40% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for ADL, for system review, for addition issues, and substance abuse as well as compliance plan. Physical examination will remain the same from previous visit, dated 12/8/2025. Dictation number is 1208-023. And blood pressure 121/85, pulse 71, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam comes from the previous visit of 1208-023. And diagnosis is the same plan as the patient was provided with the medication lidocaine, lidopro ointment at his request. He doesn't want any other medication, no Ortram, Celebrex, or any other issues. His previous maps were reviewed and labs have been reviewed. Current labs have been obtained, and his MRIs were reviewed, and the thoracic MRI is completely normal, and the TBI brain with neuroquant shows early atrophy of bilateral middle temporal gyrus and right primary sensory cortex and bilateral supramarginal gyrus, as well as low volume of temporal lobe bilaterally of the middle temporal gyrus and parietal lobe, involving the right primary sensory cortex and bilateral supramarginal gyrus volume. Other than that, there are no other findings. The patient is being referred to a neurologist, to a neuropsych, and also a counseling person. For further help with the treatment. Patient do not have a major depression. He is being scheduled for another procedure, LESI, on 12/20/2025. So far, the patient is otherwise stable. Thank you.